India's online gaming ban drives players to offshore sites. Following the Indian government's crackdown on online gaming, a significant number of gamblers have begun turning to offshore betting platforms as they seek alternative venues for their gambling habits. In August 2025, the Indian Parliament passed the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Act, outlawing all real money games such as fantasy cricket and card betting. Enforcement promptly followed, with authorities blocking apps, halting bank transfers, and threatening operators with severe penalties, including up to 5 years of imprisonment. While many operators have complied by exiting the country or changing their business models, players have devised ways to game the system and continue satisfying their gambling thirst through other means. These include using tools like virtual private networks to mask their locations and proxy cards to fund bets on unregulated foreign platforms. Offshore platforms like Parimatch and 1xBet, untouched by Indian rules, now allegedly lure users with big deposit bonuses and crypto payments that sidestep banks. According to a report by Cuts International, the ban has triggered a massive spike in traffic to offshore gambling sites, with visits now numbering in the billions. Ban's fallout, expected consequences. The government warns that visiting offshore sites can lead to financial risks, scams, and exposure to potentially harmful gaming environments. However, industry experts believe that more players will continue playing at these unregulated sites, especially those who are addicted to the habit. Quote, "Banning popular formats rarely eliminates the demand. It simply redirects them. Players in search of the same thrill are very likely to migrate toward offshore or unregulated platforms, which operate beyond the reach of Indian law." Sriranjani Mokshagunda, professor of management at BGSB School. This development wasn't unexpected, as it was one of the main concerns voiced by the critics of the online gambling ban measure. The ban also threatens $4 billion in lost GST revenue and 200,000 jobs. With the Indian government going ahead with the ban, analysts warn that the real costs, such as financial ruin, addiction issues, and associated crimes, may just be starting.